Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the evening edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Thursday, the 28th of May, 2026, at 19:33 Israel time, 16:33 UTC. IDF strikes Beirut, US-Iran truce deal, pending Trump approval, May 28th, 16:33 UTC, 19:33 Israel, evening edition. Bottom line up front. The IDF struck a Hezbollah target in Beirut for the first time in 3 weeks, killing at least 14 people in intensified operations across Lebanon. The US and Iran reportedly agreed on a 60-day ceasefire memorandum of understanding, pending President Trump's approval, even as both sides exchanged fire near the Strait of Hormuz. The UN is expected to blacklist Israel over sexual violence in conflict zones, prompting Israel to sever ties with Secretary General Guterres. The Beirut strike targeted Ali al-Husseini, a Hezbollah missile commander, and was part of a broader 24-hour offensive that hit over 135 Hezbollah targets across southern Lebanon and the Bekaa Valley. On the US-Iran track, negotiators reached the ceasefire MOU, but the deal requires Trump's final sign-off. While diplomacy played out, the US struck Iranian drone sites near Bandar Abbas, and Iran retaliated with a ballistic missile toward Kuwait and drone attacks on US assets. The UN blacklisting, meanwhile, drew an immediate and sharp Israeli response. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Iran, the ceasefire deal reportedly includes a 30-day deadline for reopening the Strait of Hormuz, access to $12 billion in frozen Iranian assets, and a 60-day window for nuclear talks. A diplomat downplayed the report, and Trump's public statements contradict Iranian demands, raising questions about the deal's viability. The military exchanges continued. The US strikes near Bandar Abbas came after Iran fired on 4 commercial ships attempting to transit the strait. Iran's deputy foreign minister called the US strikes a ceasefire violation and said they were met with an appropriate response. Adding to the tension, US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent threatened to aggressively target any actors facilitating tolls in the Strait of Hormuz, specifically warning Oman against involvement. Trump had previously threatened to blow up Oman if it cooperated with Iran on the strait. In Lebanon, the Beirut strike used 2 precision missiles in the Shuwaifat area. It remained unclear if al-Husseini was killed. Over the past 24 hours, the IDF struck more than 135 Hezbollah targets, including approximately 10 rocket launch sites, a training camp in Brital, and 15 military infrastructure sites in Tyre. The IDF confirmed ground raids beyond the declared forward defense line to push Hezbollah back and counter the increased use of FPV drones. Prime Minister Netanyahu confirmed that Israeli forces crossed the Litani River. Hezbollah claimed a series of coordinated attacks on Israeli positions, including a qualitative missile strike on the Blat site and the Blat site and rocket salvos on gatherings in several locations. The group stated the operations were in retaliation for Israeli ceasefire violations and strikes on civilians. An IDF soldier was killed and 2 reservists wounded in a Hezbollah explosive drone attack near the Lebanese border, as reported in the prior SITREP. Israeli warplanes struck the towns of Yamar al-Shkiv, Dabin, and Somor, while artillery shelled Shabail and al-Rayhan outskirts. The IDF issued evacuation orders for the entire city of Tyre, excluding the old city. Hezbollah's Al-Manar reported an Israeli strike on a residential complex in Juifat, with casualties expected to rise. Moving to Gaza, the IDF announced that an airstrike in Khan Yunis on Tuesday killed Ayyab Krizim, head of a central Hamas funds transfer network responsible for moving millions of dollars to the group's military wing. The strike also killed Mohammed al-Habash, a commander in Hamas's weapons production headquarters. The IDF said Krizin's activities violated the ceasefire and enabled imminent attacks. Prime Minister Netanyahu disclosed that Israel now occupies 60% of the Gaza Strip, up from 50%, and directed the military to move to 70%. An Israeli attack on Gaza City killed 10 people, including children, according to Al-Manar. The report could not be independently verified. In the West Bank, Israeli settlers stormed Masafer Yatta and assaulted a Palestinian woman and child. Israeli forces blocked roads in Beit Aimer, northern Hebron, and assaulted Palestinians in occupied Jerusalem. The territory is experiencing a severe economic crisis as Israel withholds Palestinian Authority tax revenues for the past year, leaving public sector employees without salaries ahead of Eid al-Adha. Markets were reported largely empty. On the multilateral track, Israel's UN ambassador Dani Danon said he expects Secretary General Guterres to officially place Israel on a list of parties committing sexual violence in conflict zones. Danon claimed Israel was never given specific cases to respond to and called the move outrageous. In response, Israel cut ties with Guterres. Separately, a US federal appeals court temporarily reinstated sanctions on UN Special Rapporteur Francesca Albanese, whom the State Department accused of unabashed antisemitism. Elsewhere, three people were wounded in a stabbing at a train station in Winterthur, near Zurich. The attacker allegedly yelled Allahu Akbar before being arrested. Police are investigating the motive. In the UK, the British Museum postponed a lecture on ancient Israel due to security concerns, citing a significant number of RSVPs believed to be potential protesters. Italy is reportedly fuming after National Security Minister Ben-Gvir's flotilla stunt, which capped months of tension over the Iran war, Catholic outrage, and anti-Trump sentiment, pushing Prime Minister Meloni's government to distance itself from Israel. In Yemen, former President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi died in exile at age 80, and in Iraq, the spread of the poisonous devil's trumpet plant is damaging crops, prompting the Interior Ministry to urge reporting. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend, the tempo of kinetic exchanges has accelerated sharply compared to the trailing 7 days. In the prior week, US-Iran strikes were sporadic and focused on maritime assets near Bandar Abbas, while Israel-Hezbollah clashes centered on southern Lebanon. This window saw the first IDF strike on Beirut in 3 weeks, a ballistic missile attack on a US base in Kuwait, and a reported ceasefire MOU all within hours. The protagonist set has expanded. The US and Iran are now directly trading strikes on land, and Israel has escalated to targeting Hezbollah leadership in the capital. The prior pattern of calibrated, geographically contained strikes has given way to simultaneous, multi-front escalation. On the information environment, the US and Iran are both pushing a narrative of restraint while escalating militarily. Washington frames its strikes as self-defense and the ceasefire MOU as a diplomatic off-ramp, but Trump's public statements and the Treasury's threat to Oman undercut this. Iran claims its retaliation was appropriate and accuses the US of violating the ceasefire, while Hezbollah frames its attacks as responses to Israeli violations. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around the ceasefire. Both sides claim to seek de-escalation, yet their actions suggest a contest to shape the terms of any pause. Israel's narrative emphasizes operational success and territorial gains, but the UN blacklisting introduces a reputational cost that the Israeli government is actively contesting and the synthesis. The simultaneous Beirut strike and US-Iran ceasefire MOU are not contradictory but complementary. Israel is racing to degrade Hezbollah's capabilities before a potential US-brokered pause constrains its operations. The strike on a missile commander in Beirut signals that Israel assesses the window for high-value targeting is closing. A counter-reading is that the Beirut strike is a routine escalation in response to Hezbollah's drone attacks unrelated to the US-Iran track. However, the timing, hours after the NOU was reported, suggests Israel is exploiting the diplomatic uncertainty to maximize military gains. This pattern mirrors past Israeli behavior in Gaza, where escalations preceded ceasefires. The risk is that Hezbollah, feeling cornered, responds with a mass casualty attack that derails the truce entirely. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Three indicators to watch. First, check Flight Radar 24 for any unusual military or cargo flights near Bandar Abbas and Kuwait City within the next 24 hours to detect IRGC or US repositioning. Second, review Sentinel 1 SAR imagery of Beirut's southern suburbs, orbit 1067, pass around 3 a.m. UTC on May 29th for damage assessment of the Shuweifat strike site. Third, monitor the Telegram channel Savory News for posting cadence and claims of IRGC retaliation or ceasefire violations over the next 48 hours. Now, the predictions through a status quo lens. Within 48 hours, the US-Iran ceasefire MOU will be publicly confirmed by both sides, though implementation will be delayed by disputes over Hormuz tolls. Before the end of the week, Israel will announce the completion of its Beirut operation and shift to a defensive posture in Lebanon, citing achieved objectives. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens. Within 24 hours, Hezbollah will launch a long-range missile at Tel Aviv in retaliation for the Beirut strike, causing significant casualties with low confidence. By midnight UTC on May 30th, Iran will announce it is withdrawn from the ceasefire MOU and resume attacks on commercial shipping in the Strait of Hormuz with low confidence. Within 72 hours, a US Navy vessel will be struck by an Iranian anti-ship missile in the Persian Gulf, prompting a large-scale US retaliatory strike on Iranian coastal defenses with low confidence. That concludes this site wrap. For more, visit citroisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_citreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.